Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in Washington. Tonight, searching for love.
I'm going to invite you to my wedding after I propose to the man, because I'm inspired now.
And she'll propose.
I will propose, yes.
Well, searching for love could be one of the best and challenging prospects of an individual to go through. It is a process for looking for a significant other, the Prince Charming, or the wonderful princess. But is this a man's responsibility, or a woman's responsibility, or their parents? Well, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues on the beach from the one and only new show in the Voice of America, Our Voices. Please welcome Orien Itangishaka.
Thank you, Sunday. Thank you for having us.
And welcome Heidi Fitzpatrick.
From South Africa, Molo Kunjani.
Wow, Kunjani, Kunjani, and Shosholoza. And also Ayen Bior.
Hello, all the way from East Africa.
And also, please welcome for the first time, Khadiza.
Yes, Khadiza Kiai, all the way from Niger.
All righty, Niger in the house. And the only man in the room, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the tall man himself, Modibo, all the way from the Mali service. Welcome, Modibo. Tonight, we'll be discussing searching for love. Well, in Africa and maybe around the world, when that time comes, especially for a lady, parents will be worried for their daughter if she has not introduced that important Prince Charming. But not so much for the man. Why is that? And I spoke to Bernice Makau from Nairobi, Kenya, and I wanted to know her take.
Having grown up in the African society,
mm-hmm.
it teaches us that the girl has to just be found
right.
by the man. Another issue is the man is not, the man is not willing to find you. They're just like either scared or just not ready or just not wanting to commit or something.
Uh-huh.
So at the end of the day, you're just like, I don't know, wishing if I was able to go out there and just find the guy,
mm-hmm.
maybe I would.
Maybe you would, right?
Yeah, but I don't think the society is ready for that.
Really? Why
do you think? they mm-hmm. still treat it as a as a desperate move.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they feel like you going for the boy or the guy,
uh-huh.
man,
uh-huh.
is a desperate move. They want you to see it, sit pretty, and be found. Be found by the man. But the man is not ready. He's nowhere.
I know, and that happens a lot. You find beautiful, very good-looking, single ladies, and you wonder, what is going on, right?
It's true, but I don't know what we're going to do because it's a lot. It's happening everywhere. Here in Nairobi, it's like the order of the day.
Wow.
And I don't know. I wish something could be done. Let the girls go for the boys. I mean, if you like someone, tell them.
Exactly. Why
tell
not?
Them.
Go for it, right?
Yeah, go for them. But I guess, I don't know, how would you take it? Let me ask you yourself.
Okay. You're turning the tables to me.
A girl that approaches you, how would you react? What signal does it send?
Well, you know what? This is a time of equality.
Uh-huh.
It's a time for changes. It's a time for women to express
uh-huh.
themselves. I wouldn't mind if a woman is expressing herself and be okay with that. I'll be all right. You know, she has a pitch. Bring it on. Listen to her.
My take would be, the guy feels like, this is a girl that is going to control me.
Mm.
This is a girl that is too strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in quotes,
right.
too strong for me to have. She's never going to submit to me or something like that.
Mm.
You know, I don't have the guts to do that.
Very nice. Come on. Why not?
I I do not. I don't have the guts. I can't bring myself to that.
Thank you. Very nice, Macau from Nairobi, Kenya. This is Let's Talk, and you're discussing searching for love. And now, back to the studio. Orion Itangishaka, tell me, my friend, you're a very spiritual person. Sometimes we say that the Bible says finding a wife is a good thing. Does this mean, or do we know that it's only men who are having this responsibility for looking that wonderful princess? Is there a time we're going to see a woman also saying, now I am also searching for the man, and also be bold enough to ask and kneel and give them a ring?
All right, my brother, thank you for having me once again. Man makes the first move, right? But the woman makes the last move or decides whether that relationship is going to happen or not.
Is that right?
So let's make that clear, okay? The way I look at it is, you know, women, we wait for the men to come to us and to be the alpha and to make that move. But ultimately, it's our decision.
All righty, ultimately, it's your decision. But anyway, some people are getting worried out and freaked out when they see a woman trying to make some moves. But is this something we can see happening? Hey, Fitzpatrick, tell me something about
and
this.
And you should know better than to invite me onto the show to talk about stuff like this. I'm married, but I can tell you, before I got married, how I looked at men. You are guilty until proven innocent. That was how I approached it. So
really?
I will give you a shot, but you got to prove to me why you're worth it. So I didn't actually go out looking for love.
Okay.
But I wasn't out there looking for anything else. But Orianne might be very spiritual, and I grew up in a very conservative Christian Pentecostal background, and I will tell you, all the frogs were in church.
Really?
So I had to step out of that and look outside the church and find someone. So there were a lot of frogs outside the church as well. So a lot of frogs in my life. And ultimately, you know, I did find someone, and I gave him 3 years in which to prove himself.
And he stepped up
to the plate. And
tough, him.
Okay, to be truth, he was the only one who asked me to marry him. The others didn't. So, you know, I had to take what I was getting at that point. But yeah, so that's sort of the way I looked at it.
But then again,
I'm an old lady, so I don't know what young people do today. But children do.
Okay, I got you. Well, you have your point. But anyway, everybody has a point. When you're married, you can brag and all that. But what about those who are still single? You know, INBO, maybe you can talk about this.
As soon as you said single, I knew you were coming to me.
The spokesperson.
Because I think I'm the only single woman here. But listen, I have to say, I don't like the idea of searching for a husband, because I think that getting married should be something that happens as you pursue life, as you pursue your education, as you pursue your career. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully when you're doing that, a man will come into your life, you know, that you like. And there's, you know, a mutual, you know, likeness there that leads you guys into a marriage. I mean, I guess I'm speaking as a modern woman, because it was definitely different for my mom. She got married in the village, and, you know, that's worked out pretty well for my mom and my dad. But times have changed significantly. There's numerous apps out there even, which freaks my mom out that there's apps out there where you can go on dates. But, you know, I don't like the idea of searching for a man or searching for a woman. Hopefully young women are focused on, you know, building their lives. And hopefully in the process, a man will come by.
Okay. In the process, a man will come by. Okay. Do you think, Khadija, this is a possibility that women at some point will be comfortable to do this?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I'm also from a very conservative family, being from Northern Nigeria and being a Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of expectations from your parents.
Yeah.
They tend to think they have to control who you get married to, who you fall in love with. You can't go out of your ethnic group, your race. I mean, there's so much that goes into it, and that kind of shapes your mind.
Right.
But like Ayan said, things are changing. We've seen a lot of people marrying from out of their race. For example, Moa right here, you know. I mean, it took a lot of convincing, you know. It was challenging. But we're getting there, you know.
Right.
Our parents need to understand they cannot control who you get married to. You're the one going to live in that marriage, after all, not them.
Right. Okay, Modibo, a.k.a. Mr. Tall Man from the Mali Service.
My point is very simple. You know, right now, there is many things which is happening right now. Social media and also women. Nowadays, we cannot do those things without women. I know men, as they say, we started, but the final say is always to women. But if you look at today's social media, things are changing. Men are not the only people providing like money or like the economic things for the family. Since women also are working, to me, I think it will be also nice. Why not? That women also should try doing that. Because if you go nowadays to in social media, informally, we have a lot of cases where, like for instance in Mali, many women, especially they are looking for like people from the diaspora, US, France, Canada. I'm serious. They want to get married. And most of the time they ask you, but it's in the private session. And but we as a man, the way you have been raised and the way I'm Muslim, you know, I'm from Mali, but I'm a very open-minded. So you cannot display this in public place to say X or Y is looking for marriage. And sometimes, as you say, in our society, those kind of behavior is not, well, people don't like it. When women act like this, but the things have changed. Once you accept to use, for instance, an iPhone or Android, you know, even though it's from now, and you act like, I would like to respect a value dating back from like 2,000 years ago. So that's like
it's not going to happen. I know.
So things have to change.
Definitely things have to change. Definitely things have to change. Hold it right there. Searching for love is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa. Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in studio with my colleagues, Khadiza Modibo, Tangishaka, Ayen Bior, and Heidi Fitzpatrick. Right now, discussing searching for love. Well, according to PsychologyToday.com, finding a partner with whom to share a life is a wonderful thing and yet sometimes difficult process. The desire to do so may push people into unfamiliar settings to encounter potential partners. So, is this the time for women to go ahead and propose? Well, and I spoke to our regular contributor, Malam Hassan Jibia, from Nigeria, residing in Maryland. And I wanted to know his take.
Reverse culture is already happening, but slowly. I mean, the Me Too movement, you know, is mostly here in the Western world. You know that, right?
I know that.
Over there in Africa, it's still the same old way. The man goes out to search for a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, culturally, though, even before, the lady has to introduce you to her family, and she has to make sure that you are presentable, you know, for her to say, hey, dad, mom, somebody's coming to greet you. Before you do that, you have to make sure that that person is upright and what have you. But still, the burden is more from the groom's side, the husband's side, to go out and search for what is called a good wife. It's still not reversed. Even here where we are, you see somebody looking. I mean, the lady may just, you know, be expecting, you know, what have you, you know, but not really actively go out looking. You know?
Not actively, but what happens now? When you say a very good point, not actively looking.
No.
But what happens if a woman decides to do that?
it's still what's going on, because we still haven't seen a reverse case where a woman is the one bending down holding a ring. I haven't seen that until certain instances of, let's say, same-sex couples. Maybe that's possible there. But still, when you have, you know, heterosexual couples, it's still the man kneeling down. I mean, we still haven't gotten to the point where it's a woman kneeling down.
Right.
Until we get to that point, you can call it whatever, Me Too movement, but, you know, we haven't gotten to that point yet. You know what I mean?
Can you see that happening in Nigeria anytime soon?
No, that would be a taboo.
Thank you, Malam Hassan Jibia. We're discussing searching for love. And now, back to the studio. I see you, Haiti Fitzpatrick. You're like ready. You're ready to talk. We always see a man proposing, Haiti. All these days, I haven't seen a woman kneeling down and saying, I'm proposing. Do you think it's time for that to happen?
I think there's so much attention and focus on actually trying to get married. You know, even getting married, that's not the hardest thing. Staying married, that's the hardest part. And so that's where the real work. We focus, you know, I'm just thinking, so all of those things happen. All of those things fall in place. You find that person. Doesn't matter who proposes. If you can have an arranged marriage, I've seen people who are in arranged marriages who go on to have very happy lives. I see people who have known each other for 6 months go on and have very happy lives. Or people, because we think, oh, you must have been engaged for at least 3 years, you get married, and, you know, it's almost like it's already the rules are there for you. I like it when people go up and break the rules a little bit. But I think it's more important, like Ian said, find the person that that you're compatible with. And the person, especially for women today who have careers, who are equal contributors to household incomes, I think find someone. My mother said to me once, you have to stop dating men who live in your shadow. Because that is what happens every single time you choose someone. And my mother could see, because I have a strong personality, my husband's a very calm person, but he knows and understands who I am. And he has a strong personality too, but he's just calmer than I am, because I'm like, I'm on steroids or something. but I think finding someone who understands who you are and respects who you are and who has accomplished something themselves. I don't want to, when I meet a man, want to wonder what he's going to be in 10 years' time. It's nice to know that they have their lives in order and that then they'll respect what you've done too, and they'll respect your position in the relationship. But let's focus on trying to have this amazing proposal and this amazing wedding. Work on finding the right person. And then work on staying married to that person.
Okay.
Divorce is expensive.
Very expensive. You're right. Men are always saying, we are fishing. Have you heard of that? Fishing. Looking for that woman who they think is compatible, who is fine. But what about the women? Do we get enough options to do that as well?
I think that times are really complicated. And we have also become very complicated. Mm-hmm. So it's like, for me, it's, I go into every relationship knowing that I have a history and I have a future that I want to pursue, and I expect the same of my partner. So I mean, you know, this whole idea, I agree completely with what Haiti says. It's not the proposal, it's not the wedding, it's that long-term relationship, the life that you guys build together. But I think that it's a case-by-case basis. You really have to sit down with someone and really get to know them. Apart from, you know, the social media relationships, the hashtag couple goals or whatever the hashtag is these days, I think that there's a lot of pressure to look like the perfect couple. But I don't know if people put in enough work to get to know the other person. And also, we live in a society that is like hyped on perfection. And so your Instagram photos have to look a certain way. Your Facebook posts have to look a certain way. And like, no one's perfect.
And
you know,
none of it is the truth.
What's
often.
That?
Everything is so staged.
Everything is so staged. And like, honestly, like, bottom line is relationships are imperfect because human beings are imperfect. And when you meet someone, you have to enter the relationship knowing that.
Okay, very well said. But also, before I end, you finish, you're talking about perfectionism. And this comes from the only reason that everyone, as you said, the world is too busy. So people are now dating online. So you have to see a perfect gentleman who is the Prince Charming, as the Tanga Shaka says, or you're trying to see a perfect lady, this beautiful princess. But Tanga Shaka, my point is still the same. Do you think women have that opportunity to say, we are now deciding factor, not only accepting the yes or the no, but to change the whole spectrum?
I really think that in this modern days, there are a lot of things that Africa really isn't going to receive. There's a lot of things that have been introduced to the continent and the continent have pushed back. Many countries of the continent have pushed back. But for me personally, as a Christian, I mean, I follow the beliefs of Christianity. Christ is the head of the church and the man is the head of the household. So with that belief set, you know, this is how I look at it. My house is like government. My husband is the spokesperson of that government, and I am the Minister of Interior Affairs. So there we all have roles to play. We have different roles to play, and I believe that when the roles are reversed or the roles are not aligned, there's confusion and there's strife. So I love my husband. He's the most loveliest person ever. He's such a humble person. Like Katie said, I'm the fireball in the house, but there is a balance there. There is a balance in who he is, who I am, what my role is, what his role is. And he will not mistreat me because he's mistreating Christ's daughter.
Let me just say,
Africa might receive it or might not receive it, but I don't see it in this day and age.
Let me just say, I learned a couple of years ago that the man might be the head of the household, but the woman is the neck, and she can twist that head any way she wants.
A very fabulous neck.
She can turn that neck anyway.
I see that.
I do turn that neck around a lot.
Hadiza, are you going to twist the head as well? Because you're coming from a traditional family.
Yeah, I can definitely turn and twist that neck, but trust me, it's going to be done diplomatically. He's not even going to notice that it's been twisted. But having said that, you know, just like Oriane has said, I'm also from a very conservative home, so my beliefs are a little more conservative. But I do see things changing, especially when you look online. Girls are going out there going after this man. Nobody even cares anymore. They're not even waiting. You know, so the tables have already been turning through, you know, social media.
Oh yeah,
it's ongoing.
Modibo.
Sunday, you know, the way I see these things is really, it's like check and balances.
That's true.
Even though strong, how you can. But my only advice, you know, to women, I think they are, even though they are leading, men and women, they go side by side. Either you are Christian, Muslim, whatever is your religions. I think that's really will be better for the family, the stability and the long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. Let's say we let women decide the whole process, and men, you know, say yes, either at the beginning or in the middle, in the long-term relationship, I don't think it's going to work. And that's why me personally, you know, coming from a legal background, I respect right, you know, for women. Let's say you go now on the social media and a woman, you know, ask you, you know, a proposal for a marriage. And, you know, like, because we have to remember one thing also, everybody is the product of its environment. Me coming from Africa, you know, like, purposely I can decide those are the American values that I will pick. Those, I'm not going to touch it. And that's also a cultural democracy. People also should understand that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that everything in an African culture is bad or everything in African culture is good. But women, we should really provide them more room. Because if you look at any African family, even look at the world, whatever the men and the women are doing, women are always the strongest side.
I just want to jump in real quickly to say this. So based on what he said, yes, it's important to keep that relationship. But there's a saying in my language. If you are in the wrong relationship, trust me, that's the easiest way to lose weight.
And I just want to let all the listeners know I'm very super skinny. But, you know, what I think it's so true what you're saying about the wrong relationship. And I think also as society, we're still painting this picture as marriage is the be-all and end-all, and that marriage equals love,
exactly.
And love equals marriage. You can be in a really wonderful relationship, I believe, without being... That might just be what works for some people, and marriage works for me. I wanted to get married. And I told my husband, well, if it's... He didn't want to at first. Well, if that's your plan, then have a nice life. We'll move on. Because I'm not going to let anyone waste my time. So, of course, he came around like 4 years later.
But let's talk about also the notion of you want to try to be with somebody as dating. Can you be the first to try, pull in, and bring this man in, and that's be okay to the guy?
Yeah.
Why not?
If you like someone, then and you want to go out on a date, sure. Easier to kick them to the curb that way. Mm.
Okay, Modibo was waiting for that, to see a woman stood up and going for it.
That's what I was waiting for. Because to me, either the man did it or the woman did it, the main idea is, as long as you can be happy, why not?
Right. And a lot of times, some men are shy or they don't know how to express themselves. So if a woman comes and says, hey, you know, I think we want to go out for dinner, and then they do dinner, and then from there, a relationship starts. Would you feel guilty, like, oh, I'm the one who started this whole thing? No, it's just two people who liked each other.
Exactly.
And the girl just happened to be the one who proposed that date.
And speaking from experience, men these days are not as confident as they used to be, so women have had to be the confident ones to walk up to them. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm
stronger
being,
right there.
It is the truth.
Really?
Motion.
Motion.
Motion to dismiss.
Motion stand.
Good point. But you know why men are not really so confident? As she said earlier, everything is so artificial. If you go to like to women, like, you know, like social media picture, everything is so artificial. And some, you know, let me tell you quickly a story. I have a friend of mine. He was engaged to a lady, you know, and after all the makeup, after the first visit, things didn't work out. You know, when he came to visit the lady, you know, she was not, that was without makeup. And the disappointment was really so. The point she's making, I agree. But to me, I don't think that really men are not really so confident. Sometimes, I'm not saying all the women, honestly, some women, the question is, do really they know what they are looking for? I don't think so.
Hold it right there. Thanks. As my colleague Shaka says, time is not our best ally. I want to thank you all before you go. The crew of Our Voices. Let me mention all your names. I have Hadiza. Thank you so much for coming in, Hadiza.
For having me.
And thanks to you, Heidi Fitzpatrick.
Thank you very much, Sunday. We'll do this again soon.
Yes, let's do it again. Also, thank you so much, Itangi Shaka and Ayen Biora.
Thank you, Sunday. And I'm going to invite you to my wedding after I propose to the man, because I'm inspired now.
And she'll propose.
I will propose, yes.
I cannot wait to see that. I'll be ready to get that invitation. Also, Modibo Dembele, the one and only from Mali Service. Thank you so much for your time, Modibo.
Anytime.
Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored searching for love. And of course, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be spices. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
This is VOA.